So if you could introduce yourself and help me understand why you're here and you know, who you are, and then we can have a quick chat.
Absolutely. I feel like everyone has that one sentence. It's like, oh, I'm the CEO of this company, or I'm a teacher in this faculty. But as a last year student, I have so many hats on that it's like I don't even know what the concise version to summarize me as a person is. But I'm naturally curious. This is my first time attending SOTL.
What's your name?
I'm Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your last name?
Sam Paley.
Great.
Yeah, Sam or Sammy. And yeah, I'm here with the leadership development team. We're talking about students as partners, and I'm starting my own podcast soon, not related to that research. So I'm just wearing many hats, and I'm just
And you're a student?
I am a student. Yeah.
At
Mount Royal.
In education, or
in innovation and entrepreneurship.
Oh, fantastic.
So
okay.
And then I minor in speech. So the articulation and the art of podcasting is very interesting and appealing to me.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Is this the first SOTL conference you've attended?
It is. So I've done a couple of the pop-up sessions, like the Taylor Institute, for instance, at U of C had a session, I want to say back in May, but in terms of the first conference with being in Banff and being just in this kind of immersive environment, this would be the first one.
And you presented with your team here?
We did. So we were responsible for kind of showing transformative leadership and trying to create role plays to make leadership more of an immersive class and an immersive study. And so that was, very interesting. I facilitated a workshop on giving feedback, and a couple of the other research partners facilitated a workshop on negotiating salaries, navigating conflict, and just the overall lens was how we can apply leadership to everything that we, to classes and kind of show that we're all leaders in our own ways.
Okay. Well, maybe what we could do is more of, I mean, it sounds like, as you said, you wear a lot of hats and you're kind of doing this, doing that, a lot of hopscotching around.
Yeah.
So maybe we can treat this this session the same way. So if you're up to playing some quick Q&A, that'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to hear. I'd love to ask you a question too.
Sure.
You're always the one asking the questions. What would be if you were a guest on a podcast? What would be a question that you'd be like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to answer that.
You know, the questions that I think often are most interesting are questions that get down to the granular or the particular. So it might not sound like an exciting question, but when we're talking about a concept, I love when interviewers ask, like, what's an example of that? Some version also of, you know, how did that make you feel, even though some people cringe at that question, like, what was your thought at that moment? Is a very interesting question. What do you most remember about that experience? What's the most pressing memory about that particular experience? What would you most like to forget is an interesting question.
That's a very interesting question.
You know, in what ways do you think this changed you, if at all? If you're talking about an event or an experience, you know, often turning point questions are fascinating to me. You know, what represented the turning point? So those are some of the questions.
Yeah.
But my former life as a journalist and also as a journalism educator, the questions are the currency, and they're really important. So I'm going to ask you a few.
Please do.
In the last 48 hours at this conference, what, if you could name one experience that really stands out as, like, that's the experience I will never forget, what is it?
I think with any type of conference, there's always this, oh, when I go to the sessions, that's when I'll get all the value. But it's, of course, the sessions have value and you get to learn a lot. But the learning really happens when you're in the halls and you're rubbing shoulders with people. And for instance, today, Shannon Kerr, I think her name
Kel.
Is. Shannon. Oh, I keep
that's
mixing
okay,
it.
That's
Kier,
okay.
Kel,
yep,
Kerr,
yep.
Kel, you said?
Yep, Kel, I think
so.
Professor.
Yeah, I was getting a workout in this morning and just saw Shannon walking, or she was just biking on the, just, you know, having a good workout. And so her and I just started to chat, and next thing you know, she's like, oh, I'm teaching this session on how to, the importance of implementing breaks and having breaks be a part of everything you do. And this would have been at like 7:30 this morning. And then she's like, oh, I'm actually presenting at 9 a.m. this morning. And so I went to the session, and now her and I are going to like go and grab coffee. So it's just that sort of stuff where it's not even just the sessions themselves. It's when you connect with the people in the hallways, and it's just a very synergistic environment where everyone just wants to learn.
Being a student, and there are some students here, there are lots of educators, lots of faculty developers. I wonder what, if any, part of the experience makes you think differently about yourself?
That's a great question. I think I want to play around with the wording correctly here. I've always tried to embody being around in an environment where there's people who have progressed more in a certain area than me. I used to say I want to be the worst in the room, but I don't like the annotation and the connotation of that. And I think just kind of, I believe you can learn from everybody. And so just being in this environment with everyone here, I can feel my perspectives changing. We all have our dominant thinking patterns that we kind of see the world with, but just to have someone who kind of opens the blinders a little bit, it can really expand your perspectives, expand your knowledge, expand kind of how you see the world, and just challenging yourself to see the world in a completely radically different way than our kind of dominant ways of thinking.
This one might not be a fair question because sometimes we can't quite fix the or find the answer, but has there been a moment of surprise for you?
I would say the moment of surprise stems mainly from what the expectations were coming in and what the result has been. So it's not necessarily like surprise. It's more just kind of like, I thought it was going to be attending sessions. You kind of do your own thing after and that's it. But the surprise has really come in the learning that has come in places like meeting Shannon, for instance. It's just you don't expect to learn certain things. You don't expect to meet certain people. Like I'll give you a quick little story. So last night I was just sitting in the front lobby. There's a beautiful fireplace. And these two girls come up to me and they just start chatting with me. And it was one of those, I recognize your face, but where do I know you from? And it turns out that her mom is one of my speech profs at MRU. And so me pursuing a speech minor, I'm taking innovation entrepreneurship. And just to connect with my prof's daughter and get her perspective just as a human and a new friend, and it was very interesting to kind of connect those dots, and that it was just a surprising moment of the event that you're like, again, to rubbing shoulders, that synergy you create. It's you don't know who you're going to meet at specific points, but my mom, she famously has stolen Steve Jobs' quote that you can't connect the dots going forward, only going back. And so all of us being in this conference here, it's really cool to kind of re-look back at it after everything has happened and just be like, wow, like how did I get in this podcast room with you today? And we were just hearing from the poets before, and it's just cool how you can look back at the conference and be like, wow, all these dots are connecting.
Well, it sounds like it's been a rich and like varied experience through the last 48 hours. So thank you so much for taking some time and talking with me.
Yeah, thank you. You're okay. A phenomenal listener. I wanted to give you the shout out there. You've been doing many of these sessions.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really appreciate you having me on. So thank you so much.
You bet.